And, you know, it's just been very special. So on every level that I've participated on as a player, I had success. And so it's a great feeling to know that the WNBA formed in just enough time, just at the right time for me to showcase my talents and them not be lost in, you know, in the shadows of having to play overseas for 11 years.
Well, you're going in with some great individuals, Jerry Buss, Dennis Johnson, Gus Johnson, Karl Malone, Scottie Pippen, and the U.S. Olympic team of 1960, and then the 1992 USA Olympic team, the Dream Team. I mean, back in 1960, you're talking about people like Walt Bell, I mean, Jerry Lucas, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, and all of those great people.
And, you know, it's a great class because there's such a big variety of talent and the different phases of basketball, not only women's basketball, but basketball overall. You see where basketball came from, where it's going, where it's been, so to speak. And everyone is, when I look at the fact that I'm going in with when I look at the other people in the class of 2010, it makes it more special to know that they chose me, that women's basketball is represented alive and well. The WNBA is represented alive and well. And, of course, the city of Houston is represented here in Springfield, Massachusetts. And we get a chance to go into the Hall of Fame together. The Houston Comets, I'm the first WNBA player to be elected to the Hall of Fame. And so I want to represent Houston well. I love you guys. And you know, you guys were the fighter behind the Houston Comets. And so love the fans, love the city of Houston.
But I want to share this with you. Recently in the Houston Press newspaper, a couple of gentlemen decided to write an article on the 10 greatest moments in the history of Houston sports. They mentioned Earl Campbell and his great runs, the Love You Blue Days, the Rockets winning Clutch City, and they mentioned a number of other things, the Astros, etc. But they didn't mention the Houston Comets. Then again, Cynthia, we had another championship women's team before you all came, the Houston Angels back in the day. And no mention of women's basketball and the four championships you all won in a row. When you hear this, what comes to your mind when you think that happened in a place like this?
Well, I'm very disappointed. I mean, obviously I'm disappointed because not only did the Houston win the championship, not only did we win it when no one believed we could win it because Cheryl Swoops was pregnant 1 year and then the influx of the ABO. But we won four of them. And we won the first dynasty of WNBA. We won the first championship. And that should be recognized on any level. And see, I'm about to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So we did some good things. We obviously, you know, did some good things and they deserve to be recognized. I'm just going to chalk it up to an oversight. Ralph, can I just give a shout-out to Jane Rakapal?
Yes.
Jane Rakapal is a huge Comets fan, and I owe her a phone call, but I just wanted to let her and her family and all of the Houston Comets fans know I love them and I miss them.
Now, when you say the Houston Comets had a base like no other base, talk a little bit more about the fan base that you had. I mean, you all were putting 10,000 in 10,000 plus in the old Summit.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed myself so much I can't stand it. I mean, when it was such a pleasure. It was my pleasure to play for the Houston Comets because when you went into the Compaq Center and you saw the sea of red and the 16,000, 17,000 fans on their feet yelling MVP, MVP, it still brings tears to my eyes. It still gives me chills because it was an amazing moment. And it's a moment that I'll never forget. And it's the fans of Houston, they just came out in droves and to support us. And it's special. It's a special moment that will remain with me forever.
And one other question. I know you're getting ready for the induction ceremony there. Are you going to tear up?
I probably will tear up.
Yes.
I'm going to try to control it as much as possible. But I have a feeling I will get emotional because this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. It doesn't happen to everybody, and it doesn't happen every day. And so I want to live in the moment, and I want to enjoy every second of it. And so, yeah, I'll probably get emotional.
And how much of your family is there with you?
Well, I have my friend from Italy come in to Christina. Her family owned the team I played for in Italy. She'll be here. My aunt from Chicago and my husband, of course, and the twins and my mother-in-law. So I have some family represented, but I don't know if I'll remember all of that. All I'm trying to do is remember my speech and not mess up.
Okay. Congratulations and all that good stuff. And I'm going to try to get a copy of your speech. If you get one, bring it back where I can get a copy of it, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure will. You guys take care. I love you and I miss you.
And same here. Congratulations again. And we love what you did for our city, representing us as a Comet and a citizen. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Cynthia Cooper going into the Basketball Hall of Fame.